On the 8th, 1968, he told me about a trip he took back to Roman times. Told me about a trip he took back to Roman times. And if you want to hear the rest, you'll have to be at the Ugly Mug Friday night, 8 to 10, or somewhere around Boulder Creek for Saturday and Sunday. That's my birthday, by the way. Wow. I'll be 59 years old, and I'm prettier than all of you suckers.
People like Happy, I do believe, heaven is great, great spirits. You know, like whatever you got here, less of, you got more there. Could happen. So I think he's up there. I think he's looking down. And he's probably saying, hey man, right on. I know you. Power to the people. Where's Happy? He's gone away. It's hard for me to be happy. Happy's in a breeze. Where's Happy? Shot down today. And I guess the police are happy. Sadness is here to say, yeah, I guess the police are happy. Sadness is here to you.
Actually, I've got a couple songs about Happy, and maybe we'll be playing some more in shows to come. You may have read the Sentinel beat check in the back on January 8th. Man found hanging, the death of a 32-year-old transient found hanging by the San Lorenzo River levee Thursday was accidental, authorities say. It was an autoerotic death, said Santa Cruz Police Sergeant Steve Clark. Authorities say many people have strangled themselves while using near asphyxiation in an effort to increase sexual pleasure. A parks employee picking up litter along the east side of the river near San Lorenzo Park discovered the man at 9:10. The victim's identity was upheld pending notification of his next of kin. Now, this was brought up at the task force meeting by homeless activist John Hamilton, who suggested it was either a form of murder or suicide. And it was immediately interrupted by Sergeant Baker and Deputy Chief Locke, who said, no, that was an autoerotic death. Well, we learned, of course, recently from the Metro Santa Cruz that the coroner's office does not now regard it as an autoerotic death. I haven't examined the body, I haven't examined and compared the reports, but I noticed the police seem to be very, very quick to dismiss deaths of homeless people and transients. I think this is a serious question. I want to bring it up, plus the troll busting, the violent, brutal, unprovoked attacks on homeless people simply sleeping, as we heard reported by Berkeley Billy and heard confirmed by the man who actually was attacked. I, unfortunately, as the time has grown late, I have not been able to unearth that particular tape. It involves better collation, and for all of you who want these shows, these shows to improve and get more specific and get better organized, I encourage you to give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833, at which place you can contribute your labors to this. I would really love to get some help in putting all this stuff together. It's something I do on a makeshift basis every Sunday morning at 11 and every Thursday evening at 6 for Bathrobs Piers Broadsides, which is what you've been listening to. Again, I remind you, tonight is Call In Tonight Night of Don't Sleep Tonight Night. You can sleep tonight, but call in for those who can't sleep tonight night. And the way you do that is you call City Council, 420-5020, 420-5020, and then press the 1 key. That's the new code for getting into the City Council voicemail, and tell them enough delaying, enough talking, put in strong, sharp language that makes it legal for homeless people to sleep in some areas of Santa Cruz, sets up campgrounds and possibly a parking structure for folks to park their vehicles in at night. This is something that cannot be further delayed. If you look outside and you stick your hand outside and you check out what happened last night in terms of the freezing rain, you will understand this. It's not very difficult to understand. Again, 420-5020. We're going to go out now on Carol Denny, one of her fine songs I play repeatedly on the air, which is called Getting Ready for Christmas, or actually Ready for Christmas, on her album Failure to Disperse. I'm going to disperse to let the little red hen come in and amuse, entertain, and edify some of the younger folks out there, maybe some of the older ones too. Come back and join me, and see me tomorrow if you'd like. I'm going to be at the 4 p.m. City Council Task Force, second floor of the library, then at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, February 3rd, at the Commission for the Prevention of Violence Against Women, and then on Thursday at 6 o'clock here on Bathroom Spears Broadsides on 96.3 FM. Thanks for being with me. Stay with me.